We're only 20 days from Michigan's primary election, and last night's debate between the Republican candidates was more significant than most. Here's why. This is the most crowded race in memory. Polls and historical trends indicate a strong likelihood that whomever wins the GOP nomination will be our next governor. And the race is very close. A Mitchell Research survey indicates a dead heat between Attorney General Mike Cox, Holland Congressman Pete Hoekstra, and Rick Snyder, the Ann Arbor venture capitalist. Other surveys have shown Cox or Hoekstra ahead, and some have shown Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard within striking distance. This debate at Oakland University was also the only one held in metropolitan Detroit, which is home to half the state's primary voters and all the major media markets. I found the contest fascinating, if mainly in an appalling way. In my later years, I've developed an unfortunate handicap that causes me impatience with many political figures. My problem is that I've come to live in a reality-based world where 2 plus 2 equals 4, and if I don't have enough for my car payment, I know prayer won't get it done. Curiously, the candidate who seemed to perform the reality check function last night was the one everybody agrees has no chance, State Senator Tom George of Kalamazoo. George does have one great accomplishment. As a medical doctor, he understands how horrible smoking is, and if it hadn't been for him, we probably wouldn't have the restaurant smoking ban. On the other hand, he's fought to try and limit embryonic stem cell research, even after it was approved by a statewide vote. Last night, however, George correctly noted that Cox and Bouchard's promises of massive tax cuts without any new revenues would drive the state into receivership. Hoekstra, who started the campaign a year ago with a bizarre idea that this election would be about homeland security, also sounded like an adult. He talked about bipartisan compromise and workable solutions. He also was honest enough to say it's time to take a hard look at our flawed school funding scheme, Proposal A. The other candidates, however, seemed to prefer testosterone displays. Bouchard asked voters to join his sheriff's posse. Cox bragged about being a U.S. Marine and said he was willing to charge the hill. That's fine with me if there are hundreds of thousands of jobs up there. Much of the debate was sadly devoted to silly side issues, such as who is getting what pension from which government, and a competition to see who could out-demagogue the rest in bashing immigrants. Bouchard won that one, by the way. Incidentally, Snyder didn't show up for this debate. He decided to go campaign in Grand Rapids, thus avoiding another clash over whether he once sent jobs to China. Whatever your politics, these are the facts. 3 weeks from today, one of these men will be the GOP nominee for governor. If he then wins in November, he'll face a daunting task. Another massive budget deficit, hundreds of thousands out of work, and no rainbow in sight. I think we deserve to know how any of these candidates would tackle all this before we vote. We can worry about which posse they were in later.